Well, the thing is, you know, lust applies really more than to just sexual things, although that is typically where it applies to, because lust of the eyes or being a lustful person is someone who has a very strong sexual desire or consumed with longing for the object of their desires.
What a great longing.
Yeah.
Doesn't that really sum it up so well?
Yeah, like it's wow. It's actually to the point where it's unhealthy.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's unhealthy.
Wow.
And usually it applies to sexual things, but people can lust after wealth, after fame, possessions, and so on. 1 John 2 verse 16 says, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world."
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's what lust really is that it doesn't come from God. It really is catering to self, you know, seeing how you can gratify yourself to the utmost. You know, you don't care about the object. You don't care about the person. You just want to see how you can please yourself.
Oof. Is it possible to think someone is really hot without being in lust? To this person's original question here too.
I would say it's possible to be like attracted to a person, but to sit there and go, you know, beyond that. I once heard a person say that the first glance, you know, when you see, it's not a sin. Okay. You know, when you see someone and you're attracted, that's not a sin.
Mm-hmm.
What becomes a sin is that second glance.
I think it's in the wording too.
Yeah.
See, there's completely different. And obviously I'm a guy, so I'm not trying to objectify anyone, but like I'll use an example. Like you see someone, there's a woman and you're like, wow, she is hot.
Right.
But versus, wow, she's really beautiful.
Right.
You know, like, you know, it's a different tone.
I guess. Yeah.
And I'm not like.
Like you can be shocked and surprised for sure.
I'm just like, okay? Wow, she's beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, like I said, it comes to that. Are you taking that second glance?
Yeah.
You know, because it's when you start taking that second glance, that kind of that longing look as they're like walking away. Oof. Or whatever. It's like, okay, you're moving into lust territory.
Oof. And that's dangerous right there.
And what did Jesus say about lust? You know, it's like if you've thought about it in your heart and mind, you're guilty of committing it.
Like, think about that. Committing what? Adultery.
Yeah.
Like, that's strong wording right there.
It is.
You know?